This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. When the U.S. invaded Iraq last year, worshippers in a Milwaukee Catholic church added a prayer to their regular Mass, the prayer of St. Francis. It's a prayer for peace. They said it for months before setting it aside. Then came all the recent news of uprisings, assassinations, and abuse. So Father Tim Kitsky is reciting the prayer again.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light.
About a dozen of Father Kitsky's parishioners came out of the rain for last Friday's morning Mass. They sat beneath the cavernous ceiling of a church in Three Holy Women Parish.
Oh, Lord, in my eyes you were gazing, kindly smiling, my name you were saying.
Afterwards, several sat down to talk about the war. This was not a scientific sample, but there was a wide range of views in a group whose opinions matter more than many. Wisconsin is a swing state in the presidential election. Catholics are considered a swing constituency, and Ruth Alecki is definitely a swing voter, though she supported the war.
I think that it was a good thing, but now I'm debating again.
What's making you debate again?
So many of our boys are losing their lives. It's a hard thing for all mothers to see their children die. I've had a son in the Vietnam War. And he saw a lot that when he came back, he didn't want to even talk about it.
Ruth Alecki lives in an ethnic neighborhood, Irish, Italian, Polish, now increasingly occupied by newcomers to Milwaukee. The central street is lined with stores and a bar with a Blatz beer sign. One of the parishioners walks in from that street, his windbreaker slick with rain.
My name is Steve Sharkey, and I live right here in the neighborhood and I'm a member of the parish. One of the things that our foreign policy didn't take into account very well are the cultural factors involved in understanding a society that operates in a very different way from ours. And I guess as a Catholic, I would also say that the Pope had talked about this for a long time. You know, you don't just go charging into a situation without understanding it in a deep way, and this is a 5,000-year-old culture.
Steve Sharkey is a professor at Alverno College in Milwaukee. He's one of several people in this church who recall Pope John Paul II's statements about Iraq. The Pope questioned whether the conflict met the Catholic definition of a just war.
I'm a pro-life Democrat, so I don't have a lot of wiggle room here. I always voted Democratic, and then I felt that I had to vote for Bush in 2000 as a kind of a protest vote. So this is creating a terrible problem, and I know that there are a lot of Catholics now who are not satisfied with Bush's position on the war and are absolutely not satisfied with the position of the Democrats on abortion and life questions. And I honestly don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Our group of voters gathered in a circle in this church, sitting on folding chairs. Some have decided to vote for Democrat John Kerry, but President Bush still has support in this parish. Dan Roback is a Vietnam-era veteran and a retiree. He's also a regular churchgoer who came here leaning on a cane.
I myself do not care too much for any wars, but people are saying, oh, look at how many soldiers we've lost. And what I'm trying to say is any war, we're going to lose some, but that's compared to the men and women and children who couldn't defend themselves, who were both shot, their tongues cut out, dumped in mass graves. That's why I think we really had to be there. Some people say it's because of the oil, because of this. We had to get rid of this type of dictatorship in the world.
Let me ask about the news of the last few weeks, particularly the prison scandal.
Yeah, Steve Sharkey, I think we're all capable of doing such things, because I'm sure it was very tempting to mistreat people, especially, you know, when you see your friends dying.
I'm Mary Bohosky. There but for the grace of God go I. Any one of us could have been in that situation. We don't know what we'd have done. And I always think in situations like this that whenever we see something like this, I haven't prayed enough. And that's what's got to be behind everything. If we don't pray, nothing's going to turn out right.
What would you pray for in this situation, or what do you pray for?
It doesn't have to be anything in particular. Yes, we don't want war. God doesn't want war. So you just pray for God's will.
The pastor of this divided flock speaks carefully about the war. His pope opposed it, while some of his parishioners sent sons or daughters to fight it. So Father Tim Kitsky of Milwaukee's Three Holy Women Parish tries to guide, not to judge. Last Friday, he led the church in a prayer for peace. It was also a prayer for those who are sacrificing in the war.